Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Kathy Booth and Michelle Behrens, and we're going to talk about something kind of in the future, but it's really important to do that. So, Kathy, we're going to start with you. This event is happening when?
The plant sale, the spring plant sale, is going to be May, May 8th, and that's on a Saturday. And we're going to start about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then it's just, it lasts however long the plants last. So.
And you don't want to wait till the last thing to come.
No.
Because, well, there are always plants left. They just might not be what you want.
Right, right.
There's always plenty of plants. And I don't know. Michelle, what are you thinking you might be able to bring to the plant sale?
Well, I have some lilies and probably some hostas, something that probably everybody has, but those are always needing split. I need to dig around, maybe some salvia. I could bring some salvia in. So I'm still kind of letting Mother Nature get through her frost because I live at the bottom of a hill and I don't uncover things very early where I live. So I'm still kind of looking around to see what and all is still there and what needs to be attended to. So.
Yeah, it's we're a little early to talk about what we're going to be able to find. In a few weeks, I think things are going to be able to pop up there. And I haven't been looking for my hostas, Michelle, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. They usually, the buds will start to come, but mine are still covered with last year, so I just kind of leave them alone, especially because I know tonight's going to get super cold.
That's right, that's right. We've been chilly. What about you, Kathy? You have something in mind that you think you're going to be bringing?
Well, I'm waiting to see what comes up and what comes up in more abundance that I care for. Usually I bring some Monarda and some other kind of more native plants like that I have in the yard. And
You say native, the good thing about these plants is they've all been growing right here.
Right, right. They all come out of our gardens, and they're things that have adapted well here, or we wouldn't have an abundance of them, The things that just barely come up, we nurture for another year or two until they're more established. But it's all things that we've had and that have grown well in our yard, so we're pretty sure that it's going to grow well in anybody else's yard around here, too.
And the good thing about talking about it now is people who like to plant things, maybe you want to be looking around as stuff comes up in your yard to see what's missing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little concerned about that cold weather we had to see if that took out anything that we usually have over winter, but
usually the perennials are really hardy here, though, especially like you do, Michelle, and keeping them covered up and waiting, so that they can really snuggle in until it gets warm, again, that sort of thing.
You bet. And so, Kathy, you said starts about 8 and better get there. But we did do one last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And people kind of gathered out. Are you kind of thinking the same kind of layout so people can kind of spread out?
In talking to the gals that are kind of putting it together, we thought we'd go with the same format that we had where we spread out in the parking lot and people could walk around more freely around the plants and they weren't all bunched up, and that seemed to work real well. We were able to get people to park on the west side of the parking lot and still have enough room for the plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it went really,
and
really
then,
well.
Yeah, nobody's uncomfortable being close together.
Yes.
And
outside, it's great opportunity. And pricing is going to be as usual?
I think so. We're going to have a free will offering, just what people feel like they're worth, to them. And what it's worth our time, to have brought them. I think one thing we should mention, too, is that if you're not sure what you want, there's all the master gardeners are there, and they have knowledge not only about their plants and what they look like now, but what they're going to look like as the season goes along and what requirements they have, whether it's shade or sun, whether they need a well-drained place, whether they can grow in clay, which a lot of us have in our yards, you know, that sort of thing. So you've got a lot of information there when you're picking out the plants, and we're glad to visit with you about them.
That's part of our mission, is education.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So mentioning education, I want to move to the next item, and that is, as we're sitting here, we're all master gardeners. We've all been through some classes and continue to do that. A new one, Kathy, is going to be offered.
This fall, well, kind of late summer, fall, we're having another master gardener class. And the application time is open now if you're interested in becoming a master gardener and joining us and having fun with us and learning with us, you know, and being willing to kind of participate in doing community projects, then I think, you know, it would be good for people to consider doing the master gardener training. It's a little intensive at first.
Well,
we're going to ask Michelle
about that.
Yeah.
Why did you decide you wanted to be a master gardener, Michelle?
You know, I came from a family of gardeners. My parents were gardeners growing up. We always had a big garden, and we froze and canned everything. And so I enjoy being outside myself. And when I got married, I decided I wanted my own garden also. And I don't remember how I exactly learned about master gardeners. Probably just from hearing things in the community. My husband has been on the fair board and on the grounds committee, and they have a working relationship with the master gardeners. And so I'm not exactly sure how I first discovered it, but I just realized that it was a group of people that enjoyed plants. And so I thought, well, someday I want to be a part of this. And when both of my kids graduated from high school, who were very, very busy in school, I found myself with a lot of free time. And I kind of like being busy. And so it gave me the opportunity to take the classes and learn more and really grow my passion for knowledge, especially about plants. And so that was ultimately the reason why I decided.
Now, I think the basic intention, the basic training is pretty much same year to year, but however they kind of changed the format of that. And what did you do? What was your training consisting of, Michelle?
So we met for about 2 months, and we met every week. Usually we met either at the extension office or we went to a location. And so we either went to, say, like out to Lewis, to the Wallace Farm, or we went out to Denise O'Brien's, to her place, or Outdoor Garden in Messina, and it gave us an opportunity to see things and talk about the different plants and organization of everything that's out in those locations. And so it was kind of hands-on, and then we also each week would have a lesson or two where we would watch videos. And I know in the past they said that they would watch the videos either together and then have the little quizzes and talk about things. We got to watch them at our own pace, and then we just went over the quizzes together before we did the nightly event. And so that was nice, because then you could go back, look through it at your own pace. Of course, some are better at doing it than others, but it's really, and you do take a pretest at the beginning, which, you know, you think you have all this knowledge of all when you've had all these years of gardening, and oh man, I didn't have as much as I thought. There's a lot of science involved, so I was a little nervous, but then we go through the course, and then at the end you take that same test again, and thankfully it's open book. You've also had all those videos and notes to go over, so you do have more knowledge, and so then you just have 70%, I believe, is all, and so not too hard to pass, and then we go through a year of volunteering.
You're now an intern, correct?
I'm now an intern, and I was supposed to be done by now, but with COVID, it kind of messed things up, and they gave us an extra year, which is good, because a lot of our events got canceled. So now it's just a matter of putting some hours in of helping and educating and learning.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And Kathy, is it going to be slightly different this year, or not so many meetings in person, or are they still going to have some tours?
Well, I think they're keeping with the online learning, and people kind of doing that independently. But then they're going to have, you know, several times when they go to a venue or they meet collectively. They're even thinking maybe three or four counties will meet together someplace and have kind of hands-on demonstrations, projects to do, just learning abilities. And like you say, at the same sort of places. Yeah. The outdoor classroom is a wonderful place absolutely. To go.
So, Michelle, one really quick thing. What's the best thing about being a master gardener? That's right off the top of your head.
I think just learning.
Okay.
I enjoy learning about the things that are beautiful and seeing how I can be a better gardener because
okay.
of that knowledge.
Great. Well, there's lots more information on the Cass County Extension website, all about the Master Gardener Program. And we'll be talking about that again. And we'll also be reminding people about the plant sale again, because the date again, Kathy, is?
The 8th of April. It's not the 8th of April.
Right after May Day.
Saturday for Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
It is.
That's May. So we'll be telling you about that again, but get it on your calendar so you won't miss out on the Master Gardener plant sale. Thank you both, Michelle Behrens and Kathy Booth, for coming in today. And until next time, here's a thought. No two gardens are the same. No two days are the same in one garden.